plagued a potential nugget.
I want to move forward, Amit, and talk about the transition from investment banking to private equity. How did you process that fork in the road?
Yeah. You know, it was very interesting, actually. So there were two things that helped me make that transition. I think the first was that I felt that I had actually pretty much achieved what I wanted to achieve in investment banking. And it was odd. I think success, to some extent, came to me a little early in investment banking. I did not really anticipate that by my mid-30s, I would really have the opportunity to run the country's largest investment bank. But having run it, and really DSP having achieved the success that it did, and then the sale to Merrill having happened when it did, to some extent made me kind of evaluate what I wanted to do. So I had a lot of questions whether I wanted to really spend another 5-10 years in investment banking. So I'd begun to ask myself, and, you know, I used to go and ask, have a lot of conversations with Hemendra, and that process had started actually a few years before I left. And Hemendra used to joke, he thought that I'd hit male menopause too early. But, you know, I was beginning to get very impatient with, despite the fact that I was achieving success. I was beginning to get impatient with whatever position I was in at investment banking and DSP. And so I was beginning to kind of, you know, go through self-reflection exercises and thinking about all kind of purpose of life and broader issues. You know, around that time, I began to feel that I wanted more time to myself to actually spend a little bit more time on social sector stuff. I realized that I would not be able to do it in an investment banking construct. I also felt that I needed to maybe have a career 2.0. That investment, I could not do investment banking for another 15 years of my life. You know, it was somewhat natural that private equity was kind of the natural choice. And the reason being that, you know, while I would learn something completely afresh in the sense that, you know, investing skills were somewhat different, at least some of the building blocks were common. So, you know, I felt I would be sufficiently challenged and I wanted to be challenged. But yet I could at least, you know, use what I had, you know, my relationships and some of my toolkits. So I felt that it was a good choice. But importantly, in an investment banking construct, my time was not my own. It was completely hostage to my clients and to the firm. And here, at least, I would be able to spend a little bit more time to myself, to my family, and, you know, do some of the social sector stuff that I was beginning to get more excited and interested in. So I felt actually this was actually a good, relatively good choice. So the more I thought about it, it made sense. And fortunately for me, the last few years that I spent at DSP, I'd actually begun to transition away from investment banking and build the principal businesses of the, in fact, and that was a big part of the success we had at DSP in the last few years. A big part of the value creation when we sold the business to Merrill was actually the principal books. And so I'd already begun to understand the principal investing side of the business. So it was kind of a little bit of a natural transition. And so it actually worked pretty well.
Two things struck me here. One is when you're in transition, it is critical to have clarity around what you're solving for. Amit talks about the fact that he's looking to reclaim some of the time so that he can spend time on social impact related topics. He also talks about taking on a new mountain, having climbed the heights of investment banking. A lot of people often evaluate opportunities that come their way without adequate reflection on what they're solving for. Second is the point around not going too far when trying to reinvent yourself. Amit talks about the fact that he went to an adjacency, which will give him new challenges while leveraging the past. Cal Newport, the author of the book So Good They Cannot Ignore You, calls it the adjacent possible. Amit even talks about getting exposure to the principal business in Merrill before moving to investing as a full-time career. Several people I've noticed actually make an internal transition in a certain direction before making the external transition. The question is, once you have a sense of where you want to go, can you architect an internal pathway in your current company to build capability in the short run before you make a more dramatic external switch? Even with my previous guests, whether it was Amish Tripathi moving to writing or Devdutt Patnaik moving to mythology, there's often a quiet internal journey that the world doesn't see before the external transition happens. Thank you for listening. If you find the content purposeful and want to be updated whenever we upload new content, please sign up for the newsletter at playtopotential.com. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that is covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from our various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines. From people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amrutraj, Rama Bijapurkar, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com where the content is organized by nuggets and they're tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, or wherever else you get your podcast. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show and share a review. It will help others discover it.